Greetings, Christian friends and radio listeners. You are tuned to the RGRD broadcast as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? We're so happy that you've joined us today, and I want to invite you to stay tuned as we prepare now to join the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, as he brings forth a brand new, exciting message that I know will speak to every heart and bless you tremendously. This message is entitled, The Christian's Adoption. The Word of God is declared in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What exactly is the Bible terminology of the word adoption? Let's join Brother Hardy now for this powerful message.
So there was a consequence on becoming adopted into the Roman family. After they went through the mancipatio, the emancipation and the freeing, then the vindicatio, the vindication and proving and the recording of the adoption, three things happened to that Roman son. He had a new family with all the rights of that new father. Second, all of his old life was wiped out as if he never existed until that moment. Third, he became the heir of his new father, and everything his new father had belonged to him. It didn't make any difference if that father would have other children that were born to him. They could not affect this adopted son's heirship and standing in the family. And like I've already alluded to, a lot of times when a child gets adopted because a parent thinks that he cannot have children, and they adopt the child, and then all of a sudden children come along, and pretty soon they begin to treat him as a stepchild, and then even at death he doesn't have a part in the will. It couldn't happen in Roman law. They could never, never infringe on his rights as a son, because in Roman law, he was just as if he was born to that father. And he could not be disinherited, and none of his rights could be impugned, but he had to be treated as the very heir of his new father. In fact, a child that was born could be cut out of the will, but not an adopted child by Roman law. Could not be cut out of the will. He was always in the eyes of Rome, a son of that father and his legal heir, and he had all the rights to his father's wealth, power, and fortunes. Now, if you let your mind run, you're going to see what a great truth this is, what God has done for you and I. Hallelujah. Pray. I believe we ought to give him a good clap offering. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I'm glad I'm an adopted son of God. God has not only born me into his family and I have become a child of God, but he has adopted me into his family and I have become his legal heir. And from right now, from the moment that I've been adopted in the family, all of the wealth and all of the blessings and everything that pertains to my new father belongs to me and is at my disposal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the consequences of being adopted was, you had a new father. Your old father had no more power over you. Secondly, your old life and all of its records was wiped out. All of your debts were canceled. In fact, your life was blotted out as though you never existed back there. That your life only started now since you have received the adoption into the new family. You have a new father. You have a new patria potestas. The new father is the only one that has the power over you. Hallelujah. You have a complete new beginning in a new family as the status of a son. This is the legal term, which means you are the heir of your new father, and all his wealth and everything that pertains to him belongs to you, and it's at your disposal now. Now, immediately when you're adopted. Hallelujah. So now we can understand what the Holy Ghost says in this little verse, that you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption or sonship, and the Holy Ghost is the witness that witnesses to your heart that you are adopted son of God, that God Almighty is your patria potestas, the only one that has power over you, and all of his wealth and all that pertains to him is at your disposal right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The old life is eradicated. The old life of sin, the old life of the law, and the old life that was dominated by the devil and sin and the law has been broken, and no longer has sin and the law and the devil power over you. Hallelujah. Second, all your sins, all of your faults, all of your shortcomings, that debt of sin, because what? The wages of sin is what? All of that looking forward to the payoff of death, all the debts of sin, all of its consequences has been canceled. Hallelujah. You don't have to reap anything that you sowed under sin, because that life has legally been wiped out as though you never lived it. And no longer are you under the patria potestas, the power of sanctum, of sin, and the law, for you are free, for the Son has made you free indeed. Hallelujah! Now you can appreciate the verse that Jesus said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now we can understand that we are truly free of the devil, truly free of the broken law, truly free of sin, truly free of all the retributions of the old life and its consequences. We have been emancipated and set free into the liberty of the children of God. Oh, I'm telling you, it's something to shout about. Hallelujah. The Spirit right now is witnessing with my spirit that I am a son of God, that I have a new father and a new life. Hallelujah. And all of the attributes and wealth of the blessings of my new father, Almighty God, belongs to me right now. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry that I feel it this morning. I feel my sonship this morning. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about the devil. I'm not under his patria potestas anymore. I'm under God's power. Hallelujah. That's why he said, you don't have the spirit of fear. You don't have to fear the devil. You don't have to fear demons. And you don't have to fear retribution of a life that you never lived. Because in the eyes of the court of heaven, you never lived that life. You are only now living as you have been placed in the family of God as his son.
Amen. What a beautifully inspiring message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the Christian adoption. Do you realize if you've been begotten again of the incorruptible seed of God's word, that you are a son of God, and therefore as a son of God, you're an heir of God? The Bible says that God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know, actually, that's a very intimate and endearing term. It would be equivalent to our saying, Dear Daddy. You may not have had a good relationship with your earthly father, but your heavenly father loves you with an everlasting love, and he wants you to know who you are as his child. And when you order this message, The Christian Adoption, because it's available and we're offering it on both CD and cassette, we want to send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, Heirs of God, because the Word of God goes on to say that if we're sons of God, then we're heirs of God and joint heirs or equal heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's so important for us to know what our inheritance in Christ Jesus really is, because God has granted to us all things that pertain to our life and godliness through the knowledge of His Son, Jesus Christ. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the 2 audio cassettes, and for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the 2 CDs. Please send your love offering and request the Heirs of God series to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.
Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.